This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents For All Our Sins by T.M.E. Walsh, read by Julie Maisie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The room smelled of blood, so thick that she could almost taste it. Chapter 1. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Amelia scarcely heard the words escape her mouth as she crossed herself and clasped the rosary tighter in her hands. The little dark red wooden beads didn't give her the strength they once did. As she stared at the silver cross that dangled between her fingers, she knew her traditional faith in God had died a long time ago, and part of her felt like a fraud. From inside the confessional, Father Malcolm Wainwright shifted his weight awkwardly, but never broke his concentration. He continued to remain silent, awaiting the inevitable confession. But the confession never came. The silence felt as though it would swallow him whole. He turned his head slightly, peering through the ornate carvings of the wooden partition, but could see little in the darkness. His eyes were not what they used to be, but he could just make out the outline of her face and where the light crept through the small cracks in the wood. He saw the most...